Microphones are on now. Sorry.
We're talking teachers and maybe tricks or confessions any teachers have or any memories students have of what how teachers got a bit of downtime. Because we used to love games like Dead Sheep and ones where you just lie there and have to not move. Heads down, thumbs up. Yeah. So the idea of Dead Sheep or Dead Fish, I think someone else called it, was you had to lie face down on the floor and if you moved, you were out. But the teacher would just sit there and have a nap. Like, that's a great tactic for having a nap.
And now you'd probably get a talking to about animal cruelty or something.
Yeah, I know.
I remember once a week, one of our teachers, I think it was our maths teacher it was actual teacher because it was grade three. So we had just had, Mrs. Gray. It was like because you didn't have different subjects, but we'd go out in the oval every afternoon on a Wednesday and we just have to clean up all the rubbish on the oval and the teacher just sit there.
I think that's detention for him.
No, that was after school. But the teachers didn't do anything. So instead of doing class, we'd have to pick up all the rubbish. But we loved it because we're outside. We're like, this is cool. So they incorporated being outside with having to pick up, which is great for the environment.
I think that's a Steiner school. That's it. They're doing all those outdoor.
No, we did it because I think the teachers just wanted to go, I can't be bothered with these kids today.
Go for a walk.
We'd go for a walk.
Kids love that.
Laura in Altona. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hey, Laura. You work in a kinder.
Yes. And we do like a 10-minute relaxation with like classical music.
Yeah.
And when the children first came to the kinder, I said, look, everyone, we've got some magic stones. Put this magic stone in your forehead and it's called a power stone. So if you leave it there for 10 minutes, you'll have extra power for the rest of the day. Not a child moved. And then it's like we also give out stickers. So it's like, oh, who's going to get a sticker today? And the children say, oh, I'm going to get a sticker today.
Josiah would love to come to your kinder.
Power stone worked
a treat. I love it. These are tricks we can use too, the power stone. What would you do in that 10 minutes, Laura?
Think about what needs to be done for the rest of the day. Yes.
Smart though. Whenever you can win something, I was in.
Yeah.
You can win a sticker.
Stickers are great. Thanks, Laura. Tamara from Werribee. Hi, Tamara.
Hi, good morning. How is everyone?
Oh,
morning.
Good. Yeah, thanks, right. Tamara. You work in a childcare centre?
I do. The trick that I use, I would generally sing Dingle Dangle Scarecrow and just repeat when all the cows are sleeping and just have the kids lie down just so that I could have a few minutes just to myself.
Is that a song, Dingle Dangle Scarecrow?
Yeah.
How's it go?
When all the cows are sleeping and the sun has gone to bed, up jumps the scarecrow and this is what he says.
Great.
Does he say something?
I'm a dingle-dangle scarecrow with a flippy-floppy hat.
Mate, that'd get me up.
You love it.
That'd be my turn to start the rave. Woo!
That's why I keep saying when all the cows are sleeping.
Yeah. I like it. I love that. I might throw that into my repertoire. Thanks to
when you're at home.
Yeah, playing with Daisy. Molly in Bittern. Hey, Molly.
Hello.
Molly. Oh, you're a year six teacher.
I'm talking about my grade six teacher. I'm a teacher now, but I've only just realised this hack now that I'm a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
So my grade six teacher, he told us that he used to go to Bali all the time and he said that, you know, the ancient Balinese people had a traditional holiday where they were quiet for a day. And we all believed him and he said that, you know, we'd come to school one day and he'd just do it. And we said, but how would we communicate? And he said, no, you'll figure out a way. It's okay. You'll figure out a way. And so he did it one day. And then now I've only realised now that that was all made up and that he just lied and wanted us to be quiet for the day.
Mate, what a legend.
That's really
amazing. Yeah. You get stitched up quick on Wikipedia now. So I can't find it. I can't find it on Wikipedia.
They can all Google now.
Oh, that's great, Molly. Rachel in Geelong. Hey, Rach.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, Rach, you are a primary school principal.
Big dog.
I am. I always make sure that when you choose a novel that you're going to read to the class, that there's always a show or a movie to watch.
Like, I love you, Rachel.
A round of twist as well.
Oh, like the Gruffalo, then you can put on the Gruffalo movie. Yeah.
Absolutely. I teach the preps every Friday at 12:30 and I always pick a Julia Donaldson. So then there's always a follow-up ABC show to watch as well.
There was nothing worse when you're in high school and you had to do an assignment or an essay and about the book and there was no movie. 100% fail because I never read the book. But as soon as it was a movie involved, bang.
I'm on.
And sometimes you'd write the movie, you'd write about the movie and it's different to the book. Yeah. And the teacher would go, you watched the movie, didn't you? No, sir.
The author, Steven Spielberg.